we happened to walk in as they were, there was an open seat, which I guess the place is normally packed.
It's really hard to get seats.
You normally can't get a seat in there. And we sat next to two Americans that moved down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they're like, you just got in here just super lucky. I don't know how you got a table, like, or how you got a chair at the bar. We're like, really? They're like, yeah, this place is never, never available to get in.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and experience the world outside your comfort zone and to do big, courageous things with your one life. Let this show be a source of advice and inspiration, and remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. Hey everyone, thanks for being here today. I've got kind of an insider episode for you in that my guests today started as podcast listeners, just like you, and they then began showing up for my Jump Adventures trips, and ultimately, I got to plan their honeymoon for them. And yes, for the record, custom trips are absolutely something that we do at Jump Adventures. So if you like what you hear today, keep that in mind and head over to jumpadventures.com to learn more about our custom trips. So we're going to talk about the natural progression that led to their honeymoon and what they got to do, because of course, they did Patagonia, which was an absolute dream for all of us. And you'll find out why, other than the obvious, as we go. So let's start by introducing our guests today. We have Sarah and Seth. Thank you guys so much for sharing your time with us, and welcome to the other side of the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun for me to invite listeners to come onto the show because it feels so full circle and like something's really working around here. You know what I mean? So, so why don't you give us a little bit of background on you guys? Who are you? Where do you live? What do you do, et cetera, just so that our listeners can kind of get an idea of who we're talking to.
All right, I'll start us off. we are both Sarah and Seth, as you just mentioned, and we live now up in New Hampshire, small town up here. We've just moved out of Boston to get a little more outdoorsy, so this has been a fun transition these past few months. I'm a trainer at a gym, and Sarah is a PA at an orthopedics office, works with spine, which is pretty intense, so it's nice to get out on these fun trips that Jackie plans to kind of get out of there. But yeah, that's kind of like the long story short of who we are, I guess. But
okay.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, we lived in Boston, but we've always liked hiking and being outdoors, and we have two dogs, so I think that's a lot of what definitely drew us to you was the adventure aspect of your trips, for sure.
We're so grateful to Osprey Pax for partnering with us and supporting the podcast, so please stay tuned for more about them later on. I have an opportunity for you to join me in real life for some real travel. Here's the latest Jump Adventures update. We are going to Greece for a bike and boat island hopping adventure this May 9th to 16th, 2025, and we still have space left. Check out jumpadventures.com to learn more and book now. We're going to have a yacht all to ourselves with ensuite cabins on board, so you get to sleep in the same bed every night as we start in Athens and make our way west toward the island of Corfu. You'll have your own bike for the week, e-bike if you want one, for cycling the islands as we go, in between meals crafted by our private chef on board, and all the relaxing you want to do on the top deck under the Mediterranean sun. These bike and boat adventures are our most carefree and relaxed trips. All you have to do is say yes and show up, and there's still space. Head over to jumpadventures.com to grab your spot now, and we'll see you there. Because you, Sarah, you were the one that listened to the podcast starting, do you know when?
I went on your Patagonia trip in 2019, and that was from, actually, you just mentioned listeners coming on the podcast. I listened to the episode with Brittany about Patagonia that you did, like, long, long time ago, and that was what first inspired me to come on your Patagonia trip. Yeah, I think that was back in 2019.
It was.
Okay.
It was right before we started dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that because then, Sarah, you... So 2019, that was your first time in Patagonia. You guys had just started dating around then. Mm-hmm. And then you've been on, I think, 5 trips now that I've done, which is wild. Or maybe 4 group trips. Now. And then you guys are both going to come on Norway this year.
Yes.
So that's...
Sure. We're really looking forward to that.
So am I. I'm so excited for that. So yeah, going back to that first trip in Patagonia, what was it that made you say, this is for me, this is what I'm going to do? Like, I know you said you listened to that episode, but what was it that drew you to Patagonia? Because that region, it's like, it speaks to people. And so I'm curious, like, what was it for you that said, hey, you need to do this?
Honestly, I was listening to the podcast with you and Brittany, and there was a point where she had like written out a description because she'd been down there a long time, and she like read through it, and then you read through yours, and you guys just described it as like magical. Like, it was just so different than anywhere else you had been. It was so special. And yeah, you just kept saying like it was magical, and I was like, I love the mountains. I love being outside. I'd never even considered going down to Chile before. I hadn't really traveled a lot before I jumped on that trip with you, and I was like, I need to go here. Like, I have no reason not to go. She's gonna plan the whole thing. I just have to sign up. Like, I don't have anyone to go with, but that's fine because she already has a group. I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. And I remember messaging with you on Instagram, and I was like, I don't know if I can get time off. And you were like, I think you can. Like, just ask, just do it. And I was like, I'm nervous. And you were like, just go for it. And I did. And it was a lot of fun. And everyone at work was like, you're crazy. You're going to go like all the way to South America by yourself. And you don't even know this girl. I was like, yeah, but it'll be fun.
And how was it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What did you do on that trip? What was that trip like? What do you remember the highlights of that trip?
That was when we were in Aysén, which was just so beautiful. Yeah. The kayaking was amazing. I remember the polar caves. Those were beautiful. Probably my favorite day, though, was remember when we took the boat, like, across to that island and we camped for the night?
Yes.
And then they took us over to the glacier and we got to, like, walk on the glacier. Oh, we did the ice climbing, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yep. I remember getting to the top.
That part was so cool because remember they put us in the cars, like, in the trucks, and they didn't tell us where we were going. We just drove through the woods. We got out of the cars. We walked for, what, like... 8-9 miles. It was pretty far.
Yeah.
Took a boat that was just like in the middle of nowhere. I was like, how is there a boat all the way out here? Remember that?
Yes, because didn't they have like oxen pull it out there or something like that?
I think so. But remember one of them had the motor like on his backpack. Like he was carrying it.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. That's so that other people can't steal a boat. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it just sits out there. Yeah. The super remote region. That was absolutely the highlight for me too. The same like 2 days that I think we had a full moon rise that night.
Oh, it was beautiful. I still have photos that I think Dennis took.
Yeah.
That were like beautiful, like with the stars and the tents and stuff. Yeah.
So was it, did it live up to the Patagonia magic that you thought?
Oh, it exceeded my expectations. Obviously, because I wanted to go back there for our honeymoon. I was like, I have to go back to this place.
Yeah. So actually, let's talk about that because we actually tried to do we tried to set up your honeymoon, but it was during COVID. And so had to.
So I was going to propose.
It was one of your trips.
Oh.
That got canceled.
Yeah.
Well, it was, we had.
Or maybe there just weren't enough people, but we still tried.
Yeah. I remember because it was just the two of you. We were going to send the two of you down on that biking trip.
Mm-hmm,
and I thought that was going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to end up.
You couldn't get verified your vaccine through the joint
government.
Yeah,
you needed that COVID like vaccine pass, and mine never came in time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was such a bummer.
Mine from a local CVS did, though. Who would have known?
Right.
I worked like in a hospital and I couldn't get one.
Yeah. But you had. You were still set on doing Patagonia for your honeymoon.
Yes.
And what were you imagining for your honeymoon? I mean, I know, Sarah, you'd seen it. Seth, you hadn't been down there yet. What were you imagining? Like, what did you want out of this trip?
I think we kind of wanted a mix of, like, adventure and, like, hiking and, like, seeing different places. But I remember saying to you, like, we also kind of want, like, it's our honeymoon. Like, do you have a suggestion for, like, a nicer like hotel or like part of the trip to be a little more like relaxing and like So we kind of wanted like both extremes, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we didn't make it easy for you.
Get a little bit of luxury, but the Patagonia experience all in the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it though. Nailed it.
That was easy for me, actually. I was so excited to be able to plan that for you. Like, I know exactly where you need to go.
I was nervous to ask you because I was like, she's going to be like, I don't really do that. Or like, I don't really know. And you were like, yes. Like, mm-hmm. When do you want to talk about this?
It's like my dream. I mean, honestly, I have spent so much time down there with groups, but also without, you know, months on end. Exploring through all three of those regions. And there's so much that is not included in our group itineraries that when you came and you said that, I'm like, finally, I can send somebody else to do something that we don't normally include, but is absolutely beautifully mind-blowing. And so let's talk about what you guys actually did, because we came up with such a cool itinerary for you. You did the O Circuit in Torres del Paine National Park, and then you also got to do the ranch experience for a few extra days. And you got to stay at one of the nicest hotels down there for your little relaxing bit.
Yeah. That was amazing.
That hotel was insane. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Was there anything that surprised you about that trip, actually? Like, what happened when you landed at the airport?
Well, Jackie... crashed our honeymoon.
And some girl with like long dark flowing hair just like accosted me as I was walking out of the airport.
Not thinking I'm gonna know anybody here, and all of a sudden, boom!
I know, we were like searching around for the guide or like what he was, and I was like, oh my god, I know who that is.
That was so awesome. Not planned and so amazing, and I was so glad that I knew you guys were gonna be excited. I've never crashed a honeymoon before, so I don't make a habit of it, but
I mean, you crashed it like a pro, so.
It was so good. So I happened to be down there exactly over the first, well, I was down there the whole time that you guys were, but I had a trip in the north that I had to get up to. But it just worked out timing wise that I was able to surprise you on the ground when you landed. So that was so much fun. It was so fun to start that with you. But so what did we do? What did you guys get to do for that?
For the rest of the trip?
Yeah. Like, what was it? Tell us about it. Well, also, I was only there for the first couple of days. Yeah, I didn't really crash their whole honeymoon. People are probably listening like, wait, what?
You hung out with Jackie for your honeymoon? That's kind of weird.
We were with you, for two nights?
Because
the first night, and then we went up to the towers.
Yep that's right.
Which was beautiful. Yeah.
It was a great day. We got up early, and we got up there before the crowds were, which that was Christian's suggestion. We got right on it and got right out there. It was a beautiful hike. Clear skies the whole day.
Mm-hmm. We had great weather that day. Remember? It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Was
warm. Yeah. Yeah. You remember. So we did this in Torres del Paine National Park, which is in southern Chile. And this is where I do most of my trips down there. So it was between the W Circuit and the O Circuit. You guys chose the O Circuit because...
It was longer. It had some more cool things, and
I think I wanted to do like the remote backside of the W too. I didn't want to just do the W.
And you were willing to sleep in tents even during your honeymoon.
Yep. Even during the honeymoon,
which is a thing. But hey, it's part of the experience. You can't do the O Circuit without sleeping in tents. So
little did we know that sleeping in the tents is right before the hardest day. But it's what it is.
Yeah, that's good. The John Gardner Pass, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that night, yeah.
Yeah, right before John Gardner Pass, yeah.
It's like a 4 a.m. wake up.
Yep.
Yeah.
get breakfast and hit the road.
Okay.
I mean, so sleeping in tents, but I have to say the food on the O Circuit was really good time. Mm-hmm. Like those meals that they prepare for you, I was impressed.
Like what?
Breakfasts and dinners were really good. What was the first night we were at, the tents that were like up off the ground?
Yeah, set on.
They were like camper truck tents that they put on stilts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the food there was, I remember, was really good.
Mm-hmm. What did you eat?
Really good.
What did we eat there?
Was it salmon? Because I remember eating salmon there one night, and it was so good.
We had chicken.
I think it was chicken
that day.
Okay.
But it was like a lemony chicken with like rice, and she had like a soup and a salad. Oh, yeah, there's a dessert. Like it was like a meal. Yeah, yep. For being kind of out in the middle of nowhere, it was really impressive.
Yeah,
I love that. Especially
Christian had like I don't know how many bottles of wine he brought with him for
he was a pack mule.
Yeah, he's hauling them on his back for you guys. Yes,
he wanted it to be. The trip that it was supposed to be, but he also wanted to be honeymoon, so it was great. He always had snacks. He wanted every day for us to have a cocktail hour.
Oh yeah, we had cocktail hour
no matter where we were, and it consisted of different things.
Some fancy, some not. Was like fancy cheese and like salami, but then other times it was like Doritos and
yeah,
like
Doritos and like Oh-Oh's or something. It was so funny.
That's so great. Like, Doritos and wine.
He had like what, like 20 chocolate bars in his bag.
We might still have one in the freezer.
I think we still do. Yeah,
that's so amazing.
He's extremely prepared.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we only work with the best, so I'm not surprised at all. Yes. And that's I'm proud. I'm proud of that. Yes. Yeah. Cool.
He was a surprise every single day. Everything.
He was awesome. Yeah.
Good, because it should be different. You know, it's your honeymoon. It should be above and beyond and unique and special. And I'm glad we got some good weather for you down there, too.
Oh, yeah. We
did have good weather.
Maybe one day that was not good. Yeah. Even the John Gardner Pass, I mean, it was snowy up top. But other than that, it wasn't bad. It was fine.
Yeah, because that's the most unpredictable part about Patagonia.
There were some people that got caught in the snow and couldn't make it. They had to turn back around, I guess.
I think they didn't have a guide and they didn't leave early enough. Yeah. And we obviously got hooked up with the best guide, so
that's right.
We didn't have that problem.
Only the best. Mm-hmm. Only the best around here. So what were some of your like favorite parts about that trip? What all did you guys see? What did you do? What did you experience?
Like from the
O circuit. Mm-hmm.
So one of the disappointing parts was we didn't see a puma.
Oh, we didn't see a puma.
We didn't.
Now we're going to have to go back.
You have to go back.
Yeah. We saw a puma poop. That was about as close as we got.
Oh, that was definitely a highlight.
Mm-hmm. But I think, I don't know, you were really excited about all the flowers all over the place. That were really cool. The red
a lot of like open fields and like, yeah, you know, the fire bushes that they have down there were like in bloom that time.
Very unique looking color and they're everywhere. So
the red like against the blue of the glaciers was really cool.
And this was November. This was over Thanksgiving.
Over Thanksgiving, we landed.
We had Thanksgiving with you.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, we had Thanksgiving with you.
We did. It was over Thanksgiving. That's right.
We had Wanako meat sandwiches in the shuttle.
Super unique.
It was very romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kalafate, right?
That's right. I was just going to say. And the beer.
And the Kalafate.
Yes. Kalafate beer.
Because no trip to Patagonia with me is complete without consuming the Kalafate, of course.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Trying to think what else.
I think my favorite, I mean, the last day when Christian took us on, because we stayed an extra night at those cabins.
Yeah.
They were, like, super cool, by the way. That cabin was awesome with, like, the little fireplace in there.
Oh, yes. We did the French Valley the first day.
Yeah. Christian took us up his own, like,
that was trail. Sure. That was
He called it Christian's Trail.
Danner Valley or whatever it's called.
Botter Valley. Yeah.
And we're going up there, and he's just like looking around, walk this way, look around, looks that way. And I'm not seeing any trail. And so I had Christian.
There was no trail.
What trail is this? He goes, this is Christian Trail.
We're like,
great.
It's not very frequented, that area. I've never even hiked up into Vadar Valley, but I knew that you guys would want to because you're both just beasts on the trails. So let's sign them up for the only day
that we had bad weather, of course.
It was a little...
Right.
He was so upset. I felt bad because he really wants us to see some views, but when we got up there, it was windy and snowing and raining, and it was...
Couldn't really see anything.
You know what,
It was still, like, super fun because he had sandwiches and, like, lunch packed. And weren't we all, like, huddling under a rock, from the wind?
We have some very epic pictures of our lunch trip where we look like we're in a...
We do have some bad
pictures. In the middle of some bad country.
I feel like if you don't get that kind of weather, then you're not really experiencing the real Patagonia because that's part of it. The wind, the rain, the snow, the sunshine, the cold, the warmth, all of it, all at once... That's Patagonia. You know, you just can't, if you get all bright, sunshiny days, you are absolute magic. Like, you should probably never leave because that's just not normal down there. Yeah. So I think you guys got pretty lucky as it was.
On the way back from that, the winds were starting to pick up as the weather was moving in windy. And it was windy. And instead of Christian making his own trail, he just beelined it down the mountain.
Straight down the mountain. Mm-hmm.
Sarah got knocked over, I think, twice. Oh,
yeah. I was, like, falling over. It was so windy.
Yeah. It's like, she's going to go. She's going to go off the mountain. Oh, and I'm going to be single at my honeymoon.
Oh, no. Yeah. I remember walking. This was in Argentina, but the wind was so strong once that we were walking, like, straight on a flat path. And the wind was so strong that my right foot, like, I would get... pick up my right foot to take a step and it would get blown into my left foot and I would trip over myself because you like
it's constantly just so, tripping on yourself.
It's insanely it's insanely strong.
The wind's no joke. You don't think that it's gonna be that intense, but it gets moving.
It absolutely is. Like if you lose your backpack cover, it's gone. It's just gone in the blink of an eye. If it blows off your backpack, everything has to be secured. But
we walked out on that beach there after in my hat. As soon as you walked on the beach, the wind's coming down that beach. As soon as we stepped out there, my hat just gone.
Oh, no. Gone?
Christian found it, though.
Wow.
He watched where it went into the bushes and went and grabbed it.
Wow.
But yeah, the wind is definitely no joke down there.
It embraces you to your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
I love
it. What does Rafa say? It's the land of the wind.
The land of the wind, yes, but in his accent. I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Patagonia, the land of the wind. Yeah, it's true. But you get the wind of the world because it's coming all the way across the Pacific Ocean and there's like nothing to stop it. So it just slams right into Patagonia.
Full speed ahead.
That's why you trip over yourself. It's great, though. It's like so unique.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's you're ready for it. You get knocked down a few times. You're like, okay, I got it.
I got this. You got to figure out how to stand. Tripod. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So coming out of the, you guys also trekked on the glacier, right?
We did the glacier trek. Yep. Yeah.
We did get out there for that.
That was really cool too.
That was cool. The guides, one of the guides had gone ahead and found a cave. So we got to go down into a cool cave, a little crevasse thing. Yeah. That was really cool that he said that they don't always get to find. So that was a really cool experience.
We had good weather that day too.
Yeah, another great weather day.
That was the same place you got to drink the whiskey with the glacier ice.
Yeah, that was when we got back from there. Once again, Christian prepared. He has a bottle of Jack Daniels. And he goes and scoops out a chunk of glacier that's floating in the water. And we just had a drink and got to sit on the lake and had a good time.
Mm-hmm. You never forget your first whiskey over glacier ice.
No. It'll never be the same ever again either. I'm not sure I'll ever drink Jack Daniels again. That's just, it's not fair.
Yeah, just let it be in its perfect little time capsule right there. Yeah, I love that.
Oh, man, I'm terrifying. On the way back from the ice, the glacier, one of the guides for that fell in the water.
Oh, yeah. He was like running along the edge of the boat.
Trying to like tie things off and he bloop right into the water.
Oh no! They grab him out.
Cool, how long could he be in there? Like, what's going on here?
It's cold, man.
I felt glacial. Bad. Yeah.
Yikes!
Poor guy.
I mean, I'm sure that it happens. They know what they're doing, and
they did. Yeah. They
immediately. But
they grabbed him out.
Grabbed
right
him out
away,
fast.
Clearly.
At least it wasn't one of the clients. Honestly.
Yeah.
That would have been a real bummer.
Yeah. No kidding. So yeah, Torres del Paine. Do you guys think you'll go back?
I would go back because the day we didn't make it all the way up to the top?
That was French Valley. Also,
French Valley. You know the really long day where you get to hike all the way to the top? It was very cloudy that day.
It was cloudy,
so we didn't make it all the way to the top. But even the views from like halfway where we were amazing. So I can't imagine from the top.
That was December 1st, and it was snowing.
We definitely need to go back and see that.
Yeah, French Valley. You know, it's interesting because I've done this circuit and the W and the O circuit multiple times, and it's just different every single time because not just because of the weather, also because you said it about the ice caves. You know, like every time you go on the glacier, it's a completely different experience because the glacier's changing constantly. Yeah. And so, I mean, there have been times that we've found glacier caves and gotten to go through or gotten to look through windows and things. And there are times that they're just different every single time. Like you can go and have a totally different experience because of, you know, who you're with, the condition of the trails, the weather, all of that changes so fast down there, that it really provides for, like, it's enticing over and over again. So I can guarantee that if you guys go back
5 more times and it's still nothing would be the same.
Definitely not be bored doing it again for
sure. Did you notice Christian taking pictures too?
Yes.
Like, he's done it 8 bajillion times.
Every time.
And yeah. he takes Flowers. So many pictures.
Mm-hmm. Flowers and birds.
Even he would point out things where he's like, oh, I haven't seen this before. Like, oh, this is really cool. And I'm like, how many times have you done this?
Yeah.
And it's still
unique and amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you guys had a good experience and would want to go back.
Leaving out some of the highlights here. I feel like we're definitely leaving something out.
I mean, it's so hard because, like, every day was so different, but they were all, like, just unique highlights. Like, remember the day we walked through the kind of, like, forest? It was more green. Christian really liked that day. There was a bunch of, like, birds that he kept pointing out.
That was after we stayed.
It was, like, the third or fourth day.
Yeah, third day. That was after we stayed at those campers, the camper tents.
Yeah.
That was on that trek. That was kind of a long day, distance-wise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the O Circuit is so cool because every day is so different. Like, it's very unique. Like, the scenery is different. Like, whether you're doing more elevation or, like, more, like, kind of flat, like, it just, every day is, like, very, very unique. So that's, I think, what makes it so, like, it's so fun.
Oh, the bridges. Those were terrible.
Oh, you hated the bridges. I love them.
The suspension bridges. They should just take those out. They should make a truck around.
Christian and I were running across, like, not holding on, and Seth was, like, holding on for
I think I
life.
Still have scars on my hands from squeezing those cables so hard.
I do too, Seth.
Great video of you holding on for dear life.
Yep.
Dude, I feel you, Seth. You know what I can tell you with confidence? The second time you do it is easier.
I believe it.
It gets better. It does get better, which is kind of a crazy thing, but that's real.
First one was hard, and then I started getting... Yep. Once you get through one of them.
Yeah. But then there's people like Sarah who, like, just, they're just having the time of their life. They're out there taking
selfies. Hey, can you speed up?
Yeah. It's just being one of those things. They just either bother you or they don't. Like, it's kind of hard to explain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Gorgeous, though. I actually have a picture of, you know, Kelly. Kelly was on one of my Patagonia trips, and she took a picture of Christian was actually holding my hand. I made him because I wouldn't cross by myself. I needed moral support. I needed it. And I needed someone to keep me going because I was afraid of stopping. And so she somehow got this epic photo of the two of us. Like, he's in front of me, like, dragging me along. And it ended up being this really cool image of, like, the glacier behind us. Yeah. And we're just on the suspension bridge. Like, I mean, it's high up. You can really see how.
And it's a really long bridge.
And the pictures don't, as always, don't do it justice at all how high you are.
Mm-hmm. But it's doable. You can do it.
When you were out on Gray Glacier and then looking back, seeing how big those bridges are and how they're just like hanging almost out. I don't know. Just you're like, whoa, we walked across that.
Yeah, you're over a big, large ravine. Gap, which I would love to see how they put those together.
Not easily.
I don't want to see that.
Might be better not to know.
Yeah, I'd watch it on TV. I don't want to be there for it. But
helicopters.
Maybe, But Christian was he's so good. He, like, is just so chill, and you know him way better than we do, but just so, like, easygoing and helpful, and he's funny, too.
He definitely
his
is.
Sense were of you, humor is pretty funny.
Were you glad that you had a guide out there?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my gosh,
absolutely.
Such a difference.
There were some people without guides that were blitzing through the trail, and they'd get to the next stop before us, and what, they'd get to their after hike beer before us, but we had a great experience learning all these things about plants and animals and taking stops. Like, oh, here, there's a view if you sneak through the woods right here. Mm-hmm. And people are just running right by these spots. Mm-hmm. And without a guide, we would never have saw them. We would have been the same people just kind of walking on a regular day trail, but it's in Patagonia.
Well, I think we enjoyed the experience so much more because he knew, like, what time we needed to leave and, like, roughly how long it was going to take us if we wanted to get there at, like, a reasonable time to, like, shower and have a snack before dinner. Mm-hmm. So you weren't, like, stressed the whole time that you were, like, running out of time or getting lost or missing anything. So it was much more like enjoyable, and you could just like hike and enjoy it.
He also knew you had to check in for dinner ahead of time and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was really on top of that.
No way we would have known that.
Yeah.
Right.
Or he knew the places that had, like, hot showers, so you want to get there a little early, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, he knew all these things that, like, we wouldn't have known.
Yeah, no
we never
chance.
Would have known. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was I think that was a game changer for sure.
I think I that love was to a hear that. Factor of us, like, saying, let's do guides from here on. Like, if we're going to go somewhere fun and cool, let's, like, get the most out of it. And, yeah, I spend a little bit more money getting a guide, but it's going to pay off tenfold on the experience.
We'll come right back to that. Let's take a moment now to thank our wonderful show sponsors. Born of Bozeman, Montana, and inspired by the greater Yellowstone ecosystem that surrounds it, Oboz Footwear creates purpose-built hiking footwear designed to strengthen the human-nature connection. In an ever-changing world, hiking clears the mind, taking us to new places, challenging our limits, and connecting us with others. Join Oboz and me in rediscovering every day why we love hiking, how it shows us the way forward and elevates how we live. Find out more at obozfootwear.com/lovehiking, and we'll see you on the trail. Osprey is the market leader in technical outdoor, travel, and everyday packs. And I've personally used Osprey packs since 2015. My favorites are the Fairview Trek 50 for multi-day hikes, the Cirrus 24 for day hikes, the Transporter Rolling Duffel 60, which is my trusty check luggage for faraway adventures, and of course, the countless packing cubes I use to organize everything that goes in them. We are proud to support each other on the podcast and beyond. We love getting outside, and we want to see more people outdoors. So find out more and join us at osprey.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to hear that because I agree with you 100%, 1,000%. I mean, I've done so much individual travel that I get it. I know like what's great about it, but add a guide into the mix and everything changes. I mean, you have this connection to the land that you just don't have otherwise, period. And that comes with so many things, like what you said, like all the things that you said and just stories and facts. And I mean, even just getting to know someone who grew up there, someone who's from there, who loves this place, who can tell you and answer your questions when things come up. Like it completely changes the experience. So I'm so glad that you guys came away with that feeling about having the guide on the O circuit. Like I definitely agree.
And especially places where you don't know the language very well.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's massive. That's huge.
Yeah. Especially down there. I mean, there's like some English, but especially on some spots on the O circuit, I mean, there was not much English. I mean, we could have figured it out, but I mean, it was definitely
just made it easier.
Really helpful to have.
Yeah, sure.
Helpful.
Did you learn any Spanish?
A little, but now that we don't use it, it's gone. Yeah.
Caballo.
Oh, yeah. Christian taught you that.
What was it?
Horse poop.
You learned all the really helpful phrases from Christian.
I love it.
As I learned that day one. Didn't forget it.
You wouldn't. You still remember.
It's everywhere.
Oh man. Okay. So after you did the O circuit, we sent you to do some fancy things. So tell us a little bit more about how the rest of the trip went.
Yeah. From the O circuit, we went to the Singular, right? Mm-hmm. The hotel. And I think we were there for two or three nights. Yeah. And I mean, we're not usually like fancy hotel people, but we were like, let's just do it for a few nights. And like that hotel is just so cool. Cause it's so unique and like old. Like we just walked around I think one day for like 2 hours like looking at like the history in there, and
they had signs and placards about the history of that being a sheep shearing factory or something.
It was like a meat processing place
meat processing plant, something involving animals.
Yep.
And we walked around inside, we walked around outside. It was another beautiful
gorgeous
day.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And there's a little beach there. Not when I would swim in, but cause there's glass and stuff everywhere. But
The rooms, you know, they're unbelievable. Like the whole front is just glass, so you can just see like the ocean and the mountains. Yeah. So it was just like a really unique, like not a huge room, but like the view was just like unbelievable. Yeah. Like you could just sit in your room and read and look out the window.
Sure.
And
for sure.
was beautiful. Yeah.
And have hot showers whenever you want, which coming off of the O circuit, it's just a nice thing, right?
I feel like the hot showers the size of our dining room. The thing was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
nice. And you ate really well there, right?
The food was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say the dining experience was second to none. Mm-hmm.
Did you try anything new there? Because they've got a lot of interesting things on their menu.
I feel like you're more adventuresome. Yeah, you tried some
new stuff. I was trying things I would normally not get. I got, I feel like it was a suggestion from you. There was something I should try. Maybe it was you or Christian, one of the two.
Christian suggested something.
It ended up being good. And I got crab. I mean, I was on the ocean. I was getting seafood, whatever they had for seafood. And
I wasn't as adventuresome, but the food was still really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the dining experience there as well and just being kind of blown away by what was on offer. It's like super adventurous if you want to be. But like Wanako and
I had Wanako one night.
You do a lot of crab and stuff.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay. So Fancy Pants Days.
Fancy Pants Days. Yeah.
That was good.
The spa downstairs where there was the pool and you could like swim under and then you were outside and that was all like glass on the front too. It was beautiful.
Yeah. To do a spa experience. That was much different than the backcountry of the O.
One extreme to the other. That's
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly what you said you wanted was both the extremes.
Yeah, both ends of the spectrum for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of fun though, because like the O, you like enjoyed it because you knew you had like a nice hotel to look forward to. So I think it was kind of fun to have both extremes. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
we went over to the peninsula.
La Peninsula.
Yeah. La Peninsula. Yeah.
The Estancia there.
Yep.
Yeah. You did the three-day thing over there, huh?
We were there. Yeah.
So what was that? What was that about? What did you do?
One of the guides there took us out on horseback over to, they have like a little house, like cabin, I guess you could call it, like on the backside of the island. And it was just like a small, like two-bedroom with a kitchen.
Yep.
Like little house, like right on the water there. They had Highland cows. Remember the two Highland cows they had on the site there?
Yes.
And yeah, we kind of just relaxed there with the guide and we asked her a ton of questions. We were on horseback a lot.
Is that where you stayed? That little cabin? Is that where you stayed?
Yeah, we stayed there for, I think, two nights.
Yeah.
That's super secluded. So that wasn't even close to like the normal
spot at all.
We had to ride on horseback like what a couple of hours to get over there.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Okay,
yeah,
I've done a horseback
there, and we didn't leave. We stayed there for two nights. It was so quiet.
Okay, so just hiking and horseback riding, and like
mostly horseback riding.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No,
which neither of us had ever ridden a horse before.
No,
that's such a Patagonia experience.
Yeah,
riding a white horse in the woods of Patagonia. Once again, just like I'm not drinking Jack Daniels again, I'm never going to ride a horse again. That's not going to compare.
No. Do you remember your horses?
Pictures of us like riding like white horses with like these huge mountains in the background.
And sideways.
Like, it doesn't even look like real life.
Oh my gosh. You might have to share that picture with me. I want to see it.
I think I took it off the back of my horse, so I got the head looking over the water.
Nice. The turquoise water and the glaciers and
very Patagonia is what it felt like.
Also terrifying. Horses are fearless. They'll just go right down the side of a mountain.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you sitting up on top of them, looking down way over it, and it's just trot, trot, trot going down the side of the mountain. Like, oh my god, I'm going down. Here it is. This is it.
You had a lot of confidence.
It's going to tip over. She was very confident.
I was like, girl, I've never ridden a horse before.
She was very patient with our horse riding.
Well, I'm sure they get that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's great that you guys were able to do it. That's a working ranch. So that's like a legit place that you went, and those horses and the cattle dog. Did you get to see the sheep shearing?
Yeah,
the last day they did the sheep herding. They did the sheep shearing. And we had
they did like the demonstration with the dogs.
Yep.
Like herding the cattle.
The whistles. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs react to like certain length of whistles, certain number of whistles.
Immediately.
I can't even get my dog to sit when I want it to.
Trained dogs. Yeah. These dogs will put our dogs to shame.
Oh God, yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we had the
asada.
Asada. Yeah, we had an asada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had nice. Asada before we left. The food there was really, really good, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like all the food down in Patagonia is so good because it's a lot of, like, home cooking or, like, really fresh. Yes.
We had like great produce
every day. I mean, even just, like, eggs down there are so much better than here because they're, like, so fresh, like, right off the farm.
Yeah.
You fed a baby sheep?
Oh, I did feed a baby sheep. Yeah.
There's a baby
sheep. He gave us a bottle to feed the baby sheep.
Yep. Its so mother sweet. got eaten by a predator of some sort, and so...
I don't remember that part of the story.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have to say that.
That's also Patagonia, though. It's all wild down there. It's so wild.
Yeah.
I mean, chances
were...
That was
a really cool experience. I feel like that was a good experience to do towards the end of the trip, and I think that was your suggestion because it was obviously not, like, that super nice hotel, but it was still nice. Like, we had hot shower and bed, and but it was just a little bit slower. Like, we weren't hiking a bunch of miles every day. Like, you'd go out on horseback for a couple hours, and then we'd come back and just read or hang out or... talk to the guide. So it was a good, it was like a good couple days, like a way to end the trip for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although we had We had one more night
in Natales.
Puerto Natales. Yeah. Remember you found that bar?
Oh yeah. From a guide from the Estancia.
Oh yeah. One of her recommended.
Yeah. She suggested to go to this cocktail bar that is known for their homemade specialty cocktails of some sort, and we happened to walk in as they were there was an open seat, which I guess the place is normally
it's really
packed.
Hard to get seats
you normally
in there,
can't get a seat in there, and we sat next to two Americans that moved down there.
Oh yeah, that's right. That
and they're
cool.
Like, you just got in here, just super lucky. I don't know how you got a table, like, or how you got a chair at the bar. We're like, really? They're like, yeah, this place is never available to get in. We're like, oh, oops.
Wow.
Well,
do you remember what it was called?
We will look it up and definitely.
I have glasses. I bought glasses.
Yeah, because you did get two glasses from there.
But it wasn't the gin distillery, right? Or was it Last Hope Gin? It wasn't the gin.
Yes.
Oh, Last Hope.
Oh, it was Last Hope.
Yeah. It was. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you've been there too?
I have been there, but I actually. Yeah. So I've had both the opposite extremes of what you had. I went there right after they opened, and so they weren't super busy. And that was when I first tried it, and they have Calafate Gin.
Yes, we got a couple.
But then the last time I was down there, we tried to go and we stood outside in a line for 25 minutes before deciding we're not going to, because no one had moved. The line was like five people long and no one had gone in 25 minutes.
Door closed, so you can't even see.
Yeah. So you did get lucky.
The people we were talking to said that they got, they're on a TV show, like a best bars of the world or something.
Yeah.
And after that, once that happened, I can't remember what he said the show was, but after that, the place has been mobbed.
That's what happens.
Yep.
That's what happens. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys got to go. Did you bring back a bottle of gin?
No, our bags are pretty packed. I think as close as we could do was the...
You did get some glasses,
I got two little rocks glasses.
Yeah. Which nice. A nice little souvenir from the honeymoon. How exciting. I think that trip had a good cadence, like starting out, because you're excited when you first get down there. You're like, got all this energy. You just want to see everything. And so starting with O Circuit was, I think, a really good start for you because you got to like do all this exciting stuff right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, use your physical energy and then you're exhausted enough to actually want to stay at a place that just caters to you for a few days. And then as you recharge, like get back out and do one more like super Patagonia experience before heading out.
Yes.
So that was so fun. It was so fun to like plan and watch you go and do that trip. And I'm just so happy that it all worked out. And
it all came together like perfectly. Like it was super easy. We didn't have to worry about like ride pickups or transferring bags or like even between like the hotel and the ranch and then getting to the airport, like everything was like so easy.
Yes. Yep.
So easy. Yeah.
We actually, we were in between going to the Estancia and at the hotel. Remember we went to the coffee shop that the transfer guy had said, we saw two people that we saw on the O Circuit there.
Oh, yeah.
We bumped into
the people that were on the O Circuit, and they happened to be in this little tiny coffee shop. And so we talked to them for a couple minutes, and it's just a cool... That community of, like, hiking and travelers is very friendly and memorable people, even if you don't remember their names, you remember their faces and or mm-hmm. their coat or something that they're yeah. like is, and then you chat something. With them and like you've known them your whole life, which yeah. is really yeah. cool.
Well, you shared quite an experience, whether you were together a lot or not, you were on the trail at the same time. Yep. And mm-hmm. yeah, there's so much connection that happens out there and just bonding. That's, I mean, in the backcountry that even, I mean, I'm sure between you two, you know, between groups, whoever, when we go, with our groups, I mean, you become like a family, whether you mm-hmm. knew each other first or not, because when you're out there, you're depending on each other, you're leaning on each other to get through and get to the next spot, and you're helping each other and you're kind of all in it together. Once you set foot on that trail, that's one way, you know, like you got to mm-hmm. come out the other side. So mm-hmm. now it's a pretty special thing to accomplish, by the time it's all said and done.
And I feel like you said, everybody kind of like helps each other or looks out. Like we ran into those girls who were going, they were going back the other way, like just to see the suspension bridges because mm-hmm. of where they started or something. But like, I don't know. They just asked like, is it worth going to like the third one? Or like, I don't know. Everyone's just so nice and helpful. Cause I was like, oh yeah, like make the trip, like go all the way to the third one. It's worth it. Or like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's yeah. just so like helpful and nice. And yeah.
I mean, really when you cool. find yourself in such a remote place on a trail like that, there's something that you have in common that mm-hmm. like brought you all down there to begin right. with, you know? So it's not surprising that's what you would take away from that, that that's what you would think. And that's, I mean, that is what happens. You meet people that you, I mean, I'm still in touch with people that I met doing the W 9 years ago now, you know, like, or even 10 years ago now. Like there's just people that you didn't know before. And it's just, that's what happens on the backcountry trails like that. That's really special.
Yeah. The kind of along those lines, Annie, who I was on that first Patagonia trip.
Yeah.
And then I was just in Switzerland with, it was kind of cool that I hadn't seen her obviously in what? 4 years?
Five years? Yeah.
Like, you had us be roommates and it was crazy. I was like, I feel like I've just been best friends with this girl for like 10 years because we were like up late, like talking and like laughing. And I was like, I don't know her. I went to Patagonia with her like years ago when we like hung out for 10 days. But yeah, it was very cool. But I think, like you said, you have so much in common that then when you get back together, you're like, oh, this is great. I feel like mm-hmm. I've known you forever. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So where do we get to go for honeymoon round two?
I don't know.
We got to find something though.
We do.
And can I come? Yeah, sure. Can I crash it again?
I don't think we have to ask. I think it's just going to happen. No. But.
Yeah. I think if we plan it and you're not there at the airport, we're going to be disappointed. So you kind of have to come.
Sweet. Challenge accepted. I love it.
We will be your test rabbits on anything that you want to. Want to try out? We will plan something cool that you think a honeymoon's worthy of, and we'll do it.
Heck yeah! Oh my gosh, I have so many ideas. I feel like that's all I do is research. That's all I do is research and like go to cool places. And
I mean, anytime people ask us about like thinking about going down to Patagonia, like anywhere down there, I'm like giving out your email. Like,
yeah, let me know.
She's gone down there so many times. Like you mm-hmm. just can't plan a Patagonia trip very well by yourself. Like. There's not good like websites or contacts or like you really need someone who knows
boots on the ground,
like guides and like, yeah. So
yeah,
I always throw people your direction. That's
well,
for
thank
sure.
you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that because I do love it. It was really fun. You were one of the first custom trips that we actually sent. We've done some by now, but yeah, it was super fun to get into it and to do it for a honeymoon, you know, and, cause that we got to add some special things around that. Yeah. So yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you for trusting me and for letting me plan your honeymoon. Cause that was
our pleasure. Thank you for making it happen. I feel like whenever people ask what we did for a honeymoon, they're like first impressed that it's like so unique, but then they're like, oh my God, somebody like planned all of that, like just for you. And we're like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Heck
it
yeah.
It makes us feel very like important and special.
Yeah, for real. Yes. Royalty. Yeah.
You are. So that's really, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's how you
I've definitely not run into anyone else who had someone just plan their whole honeymoon.
No. Yeah. No, for sure.
Well, is there anything else that you guys want to add? Just lasting thoughts or?
Oh, man.
If you haven't been to Patagonia, you need to go.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the given. That's the takeaway. That should be the title.
You need to go, and you need to have someone who's been down there and knows it well, just to plan it and show you around, and you're gonna love it. Just go. Don't think about it. Just go.
And Sarah kind of said it, saying that I'm more adventurous in the food department, but I didn't always used to be. So that's something I come to realize, especially as I've been traveling more now that Sarah and I've been together.
Well, you didn't even really travel before we got together. I didn't even think you left the United States, did you?
Besides Canada.
Yeah, but I don't know if that counts.
It doesn't count because it's hockey. So it wasn't fun. But now I'm just like, I got to try everything. I'm so far behind. So don't get behind. That's my takeaway. Don't get behind. Just try stuff. Try stuff new. Try it. I don't care if it's doing something you're out of your comfort zone. Try different foods. Like that has been so much fun. That's one of my favorite things about all the trips we've been on, is trying the local foods, trying things. If a local guide suggests it, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. It's another benefit to having a guide. They can suggest so many things that you would never find by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Truth. Love it. Wise words right there.
You could go on forever about Patagonia. Yeah,
exactly. I know. Go to Patagonia. Eat fun foods. Don't get behind. Catch up on all the missed travel that you've done.
Exactly. Missed travel, missed experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right track now. I mean, I think you guys have each done, Seth, you've done
two.
Norway's going to be. Yeah.
Jordan.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you did Jordan.
You also crashed, too, actually. Now that we think about
Yeah. I was on that one, too. I know. I won't let you go anywhere without me.
You showed up on the tail end of that one.
Well, Norway, I'm going to be with you the whole way, so I'm pretty excited about that. That's going to be a first for all of us. So, yeah, cool. I cannot wait. Well, thank you both so much for joining me here on the show. It's been just so fun it's fun for me as a podcast host to get to know people, you know, listeners in person, and just have becoming friends with you guys over the last handful of years. So I'm definitely looking forward to many more adventures and starting with Norway and continuing with a honeymoon round two.
Someday. We got to get the four-wheel campers together too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do a truck trip one of these days. Amazing. We have so many things that we need to start planning. So cool.
Absolutely.
And thank you to the listeners out there for being here with us too. And remember, if you do want to check out our custom trips, you can head over to jumpadventures.com. And meanwhile, thank you, Sarah and Seth. And we'll see you all back here in the next episode.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
It was fun. Bye.
Bye.